Welcome to Tuesday. It's time for the best 10. Mics are up, and it's GBH's early edition. All right, let's bring it together. The 17th of November. Good morning, everybody. It's only Tuesday. Karen, Shelby, and Brendan are here via Zoom. My name is Joe, and this is the best 10 minutes on the radio, which we laugh about. Nate sent me a direct message yesterday that said, loving this best 17 on the radio lately. Let's go for 30. Andrew's next door. We just got here. We're logged on. We're ready. It's a brand new day. I hope everybody's doing well.
We have not gone above 16 and a half, I can say.
Is that true?
It's true.
Okay, so it's the best 16.
My favorite part about this, the best 10 minutes and then we were on for 16 is that then people push for just 30.
Right.
Like, no one wants any more than that.
That's right. 60 would clearly be way too much. So it's a little bit chilly out. 42 degrees in Boston. We've got 36 in Worcester. It's 36 up in New Hampshire where Shelby is. And it's 38 in the North Shore Bureau where Karen is. Today, we'll be in the mid-40s. That's it. Sunny. Upper 20s tonight, so you're going to want to crank the heat before you go to bed, unless you really like that cold bedroom. And we'll be only, tomorrow's our coldest day of the week. Our highs will only be in the mid-30s tomorrow. You're probably going to have frost when you wake up tomorrow morning. Then we start to warm up. We thaw out a little bit. We'll be approaching 60 by Friday, so this weekend actually could be kind of nice, right? That sounds kind of nice. Friday before Thanksgiving, two Fridays before Thanksgiving, we're in the 60s. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an outdoor Thanksgiving, which we're going to be talking about in just a moment, because Joe Biden is disinviting all of his family members.
That's right.
Hey, good morning to everyone. As always, on Facebook, you make all of this possible. Billy Katz here, so is Maria. I know, Billy, Waze would not have pulled me out from that mess around the reservoir. And by the way, people are tailgating, it's dark, everyone's angry, I'm not awake yet, come on. Morning, kiddos, says Bill. Hey, Sylvia, what's going on? Jeanette, good morning, says election plus 3 weeks. Just think about that. He's been sitting up there for 3 weeks. This is what it sounded like just as you were drifting off into sleep last night around 11 o'clock, about 250 miles above the Earth.
Dragon SpaceX, soft capture confirmed.
Soft capture. There it is. They made it. SpaceX
Dragon
is...
Dragon copies,
yes.
And we see the same.
Crew Dragon, they see capture. With the International Space Station, first you do apparently the soft capture, then the pins go
As
in.
As you heard that call out, soft capture
it.
Is now complete.
Yep.
Next will be hard capture. This is where the pins Mm-mm. will insert themselves into that docking adapter
and we
and create a hard lock.
Airlock.
And we had that soft capture at 8.01 p.m. Pacific time, 11.01 p.m. Eastern time.
I love that you can watch all this stuff live online.
Yeah. Well, they went on to do like a tour of their ship a little bit later on.
How about that?
I was just watching as there's a baby Yoda floating around.
No, they have baby Yoda.
Jeez,
I should have brought him with me.
Baby Yoda to space.
That's so great. The child.
And he keeps coming into the shot as they're showing you where they
really?
Sit.
Oh, man, I've got to go watch this.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, they should have called it. What is it? The something razor? This is the Crew Dragon capsule.
Yeah.
And there are three NASA astronauts, one Japanese astronaut, and Baby Yoda on board. They're going to be up there for 6 months. Baby Yoda's going to be on the ISS, I can only assume.
Yes.
This is a big deal. It doesn't get the coverage because the whole world is melting down, but this is the first time a privately owned and operated spacecraft certified by NASA flew humans to the International Space Station. We saw a test flight. Remember the test flight just back in May. But this is the real thing. We're in business now. We do this now. We sail. Wall Street futures this morning are kind of mixed up. We had quite a day yesterday. Dow ran up almost 500 points. Because remember, we had the vaccine. They're calling it Vaccine Monday now. I'm wondering if we're going to get one next Monday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's only been two guys. I mean, but Dow futures are down 65 right now. We almost hit 30,000 yesterday. And this morning we're going to hear from the retailers. We'll find out how Walmart and Home Depot fared last quarter. Apparently they blew the doors off. Hmm. Walmart's doing the pet thing. They're going after Chewy now. They're going after Amazon Prime. They've got an online subscription trying again to take over the world. So, the coronavirus stuff today is depressing. 153,000 new cases nationwide. Hospitalizations have topped 73,000 for the first time yet, period, ever. Locally, we're just under 2,000. Somebody seems to be, they're writing it like it's good news. We got 1,976. It's not good news. 12 more deaths. And, you know, you talk about the vaccine. The World Health Organization was pouring cold water on this whole thing yesterday. Did you see the statement? They want people to just slow down a little bit. A vaccine alone will not stop the pandemic, is the quote from the director of the World Health Organization. They say social distancing, testing, masks, all that will be months, if not at least another year of your life. Because even...
another year.
Yeah, I don't know. The interesting analogy, say, the vaccine discovery is like building a base camp on Mount Everest. The climb to the peak is about delivering the vaccines. So, in other words, we're just getting started.
So, we just got to the mountain.
We just got to the mountain. You can't even see the top yet. But people are coming around. The governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, remember she was making fun of masks just a couple of weeks ago, calling it a feel-good measure. We now have a statewide mask mandate in Iowa. And stricter public health orders are going in effect all over the country.
Have you caught Malden's mayor, Gary Christensen? He's mask man. He dresses
mask
up.
Mask man. Yeah.
As mask man.
Like a superhero.
He travels on the buses. He goes around the city and he hands out masks to people.
Is that true? Can we get him on? That's great.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe he'd get up real early and zoom in and we can get a look at him with a, you know, dressed as mask man.
Sorry?
What's his mask man costume?
It's like a cape. So he's got a cape. He does wear a cape and then he has a mask, like a more of a superhero eye mask, obviously the face mask, and he goes around and
politics is fun.
It is fun.
Can we get him on with Lord Buckethead?
That's a winner right there.
I think they might have competing messages.
They could.
To the people of Morning Edition. Joe says greetings from Malden, by the way.
Oh. Joe,
Augusto,
I wonder if Joe's running to him.
Says Corona is depressing, Trump is more depressing. Sylvia says mask man. Nelson says, I just keep drinking bleach. I don't know if it's working yet. I don't think it's working. I don't think that's working.
I would not suggest
that.
So Senator Sherrod Brown, you know, this Democrat from Ohio, he's like on the short list for president every 4 years, and I really can't imagine him running for president, but just because I said that, he'll run. He walks onto the Senate floor yesterday. He's masked up. He looks over the presiding Senator Dan Sullivan presiding over the floor. No mask. Interesting exchange.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that the behavior...
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators.
Well, most senators...
So but I don't need your instruction from...
anyone. I know you don't need my instruction, but there clearly isn't much interest in this body in public health.
He went on to excoriate him and Mitch McConnell. And Joe Biden says, you know something? It's not just about the mask. It's time to start taking people off the list. Thanksgiving, it's time to start uninviting family members.
So Jill and I spent this morning, like many of you, trying to figure out what are we going to do for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And we've narrowed down which family members and that they were tested, recently tested in 24 hours.
Narrowed it down.
And so I would strongly urge, for the sake, not just your sake, for the sake of your children, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, whoever you get together for Thanksgiving. Think about this. There should be no group more than 10 people in one room. Inside the home. That's what they're telling me.
So what if you were on that list and you found out, like, you know, Uncle Joe says you can't come now? How many people were coming?
10 people still feels like a lot of people to me.
10 people is a lot of people.
I'm going to be with, and it's...
If you're crammed around one table, that's a lot of people. You're going to have a kid's table? How do you do that, Karen?
Usually a kid's table. Yeah. We have smaller, multi-family homes, so you got to do kid's table.
You got to break up the tables, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it you know, it maintains some level of decorum at the grown-up table.
Yes, certainly.
But then Karen has to keep running back and forth to the kid's table.
Yeah, then you just scream in from one room to the other, well, you guys, stop
in the other
touching
room.
Each other.
Exactly. No knives at that table.
That's right.
But look, this is the conversation that's happening in every family right now, and it's a tough one. Everybody wants to get together. They've been apart for 6 months. I can't believe it's almost tough. Thanksgiving, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, and do you go whole turkey if it's just your family?
Well, that's the story now, is all these little turkeys are all gone. It's the slaughter of the small turkey, man. If you were a big turkey, you did well this year because you're still alive. Nobody's buying you.
There's a lot of leftovers.
A lot of big turkeys around. Billy, you know what? Oh, I saw that. I've got it. The stuff you see at 2 o'clock in the morning you forget about sometimes. The Mississippi Free Press, this headline: after big Thanksgiving dinners, plan small Christmas funerals.
Oh, God.
Health experts warn. That's a headline. Oh. This is not an opinion piece.
Oh.
So they're talking about restrictions for Thanksgiving, and the public health officials are out there. That was a direct quote from one of the health officials. This is a Dr. Dobbs. It's an unbelievable story here when you just consider the language of what we're talking about. Last week was our worst week since late July, early August, he tells the Mississippi Free Press. That has me concerned. Dr. Tate Reeves speaking here about the average Mississippian walking into Thanksgiving. We have to make sure we do not go back to the more dangerous times of serious hospital capacity issues. And goes on to say that if you don't want to pay attention, big Thanksgiving dinners will lead to small Christmas funerals.
Wow.
How about Christmas shopping now? That's right. The shopping malls are bringing Santa back.
Yeah.
And I don't. Have you guys been in a shopping mall? I thought everybody was going online this year. But look, if you have kids, they want to see Santa, right? They're not going to miss that opportunity.
Kids, it's like the parents who have to have that yearly photo. We really have a thing with tradition.
Are they
going to
like bubble wrap Santa or something?
Funny you ask. The Associated Press has this story out, so it's in a lot of papers this morning. Hitting a lot of websites. Reservations required. No sitting on the knee. Masks or face shields. Santa will likely be behind plexiglass.
Come on, kid.
Ho, ho, ho!
Just imagine this. Okay?
Santa. Christmas movie of all time.
Some malls will be placing gift boxes and other barriers so the kids don't charge Santa.
90% of children scared to sit on Santa anyways. This is
yes,
like
exactly.
It's awful.
You'll get what presents if you sit up here.
I really do wish, though, that I could have gone down the slide like they did in that movie.
Oh, my gosh, that slide is awesome. It's like three stories high.
But you don't, no sitting on the knee. That's actually a good thing for most kids who are scared to get that close to Santa.
So now it's just going to be like a prisoner style photo with a
That's right.
Big fat man behind a plexiglass.
Big fat man, likely with a mask on. Yeah. Hey, can we mic down the hall? Is he doing Santa this year? We know a Santa.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have to talk to Mike. Hey, we need to get a Santa on the show. We need to do that's a great feature. Somebody should do that story.
They're probably in like crazy high demand for private parties or
something.
That's
likely true. Oh God, another massive, just a bad idea.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the mall, man, Billy says that sounds dirty. Santa behind the plexiglass. Santa can't use Zoom, James asks.
That's where your brain is.
I guess that's true. Sylvia says you can be our Santa, Joe. Pick up the phone and tell Santa what you want through the glass. Paul, yeah, it'll be like when you go to jail. Tell him big football.
Yeah, let's up the letters. Mm-hmm. I found that to be a lot more special anyways. Let's get the
writing
Santa
letters to Santa.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, get a letter from Santa to Santa.
Following the sleigh online on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Much safer.
Tracker.
So happy birthdays today. RuPaul is 60. John Boehner's drinking wine and smoking cigarettes right now at 71 years old. Danny DeVito, 76. Lauren Michaels is 76 too. Martin Scorsese, 78. Happy 53 years to a local. Ronnie DeVoe, born right here in Boston, where he helped to form New Edition, and of course, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
This one's going out to Jeff Keating, right?
Perfect.
You ain't seen Jeff, our editor, dance to this? That's right, Pam. Ask him to dance for you. For Kara, Shelby, Brennan, and Andrew, I'm Joe. We're just getting started on GBH.
Yo. Situation is.
Support for GBH's Early Edition comes from you and the members of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, committed to working together to make this a safe and successful school year for every student in Massachusetts. The MTA, working for the public schools and colleges our communities deserve. And the Museum of Science, now welcoming the public back to safely experience the museum. You can reserve your tickets online to see the science behind Pixar. More information at mos.org/Pixar.